Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Phone number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
So, at the end of the previous segment, I had mentioned marijuana. And, of course, we had talked a little bit about cryptocurrency. Of course, the Crypto 6 is, well, it's all based on some cryptocurrency exchanges and that type of thing. And so this is from Bitcoin.com. A California cannabis chain, People's Remedy, starts accepting cryptocurrencies as payment. Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, thanks.
I was wondering, like, for a second, like, is that a trick? You can't say hell on the air.
Oh, he just did.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm walking a thin line here with the,
you But know. He dumps himself all the time.
I don't dump myself all the time.
I don't think I've ever seen him dump himself.
I have dumped myself.
Have you?
I was
he
reading,
dumped himself on live air.
I was reading something, and I don't remember what the word is, like, you know, shift or...
I think it was city.
It was city. And I pronounced it like Sean Connery would pronounce it.
Oh.
And, I had to dump
myself. Yeah, it happens to the best of us. I think I did it once in, like, 5 years of doing the show, so I can't criticize you too much.
Yeah. And it was, like... There are times when I get, we'll say, passionate about a subject, and I get to speaking, and, you know, maybe I'm talking loudly and that kind of thing. But, this was not that. It was just, you know, you're reading a couple words ahead and the thing that you're trying to get out, and, you know, you just make a mistake. So
yeah, and now try doing a radio show and a podcast at the same time, and then switching between the two, one where you can curse and one where you can't.
Yeah,
that's even more difficult.
I did that. I used to do that with the, Freer Talk Live, the after shows where I could cuss freely, and I did a couple of those, and then the next time I did the radio show, I think Ian had to dump me.
Because I
got comfortable in this environment.
Right?
If I go somewhere, like if I went on your show, I could probably have that degree of separation, because I'm in a different environment.
Right.
I'm in a different studio, different microphone in front of my face, that kind of thing. I could probably differentiate that. But if I'm in the same studio, and on one program I can cuss, and the other one I can't,
yep,
I'm going to get them confused because I get comfortable in that environment. And so, yeah, I try not to do that. At any rate, People's Remedy, this is from Bitcoin.com, by the way, a growing chain of cannabis stores has started accepting cryptocurrencies as a payment method, allowing their customers to use them as a fast, easy way of getting their products while taking advantage of the traits cryptocurrencies bring to the table. Unlike other stores, People's Remedy assumes the symbiotic relationship between cannabis and crypto as a commitment, wanting to build a circular economy by paying its employees with crypto assets. So it's not only accepting cryptocurrency, it's paying its employees with crypto assets.
What are crypto assets?
Different.
Just crypto?
Yeah, different cryptocurrencies. People's Remedy, it's a California-based cannabis chain. We've said all of this already. They're being redundant. With 4 stores in California still growing, People's Remedy products are designed to help those with medical ailments. So they're a medical marijuana chain that can be treated with cannabis, offering the best strains and compounds available. However, is the interest in new technologies that sets the company apart from other similar stores. The company trained each and every one of its employees in the use of cryptocurrencies, even making its own manual for this purpose. Nice. Activating all of its 22 cash register terminals to accept Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Litecoin, Bitcoin Satoshi Vision, and Bitcoin Core. However, they really like the Bitcoin Cash network due to its low fees, allowing customers to purchase products like a $4 pre-roll without worrying about paying more than the product's price on transaction fees.
Wow, $4 pre-roll.
Yeah.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, sure does, doesn't it? I do miss, that's, if there's anything that I miss about Seattle, it's that I lived in a neighborhood where there was a legal weed store literally three blocks down the road. And not only did they have, you know, the regular marijuana, but they had all sorts of different, they had edibles, they had drinkables, they had stuff that you can mix in stuff. They had, I mean, it was amazing. I didn't even know that, like, some of the stuff they had, I'm like, I didn't know you could do that with marijuana, you know. stunt people doing marijuana stunts. They had, like, the Wake and Bake Club, so if you came in early, because they'd open at, like, 9 a.m. on, you know, Saturday and Sunday, they had, like, the Wake and Bake. They had coffee. You know, the little carafes of coffee and that kind of thing, so you could come in
so
and get coffee.
So there's coffee-flavored weed like we're talking about on She Talk Live?
Well, no, they didn't have that.
Oh, it's weed-flavored coffee.
No, they just had coffee. Oh. So, like, it's called the Wake and Bake Club. So you get up early and come get a discount on your marijuana and get a cup of coffee while you're in there.
So, nice.
Yeah. Okay, so it's not weed-infused coffee?
No.
Okay.
No.
They need to step up their game.
Well, they did have something that resembled weed-infused creamer. So if you wanted to put creamer in your coffee, you could do that and get your buzz on.
Well, that does sound like weed-infused coffee. Just it wasn't
that would be
part
yes,
itself.
But like you couldn't mix it in the store. You know, you could get okay. your cup of coffee
gotcha.
And then you could buy the thing, but like you couldn't put them together while you were in the store.
Oh, that makes sense because the law is about like being in a store doing it.
Right. Yeah. At any rate, John Williams, tech manager of People's Remedy, stated that smart people use technology to make their lives better. And People's Remedy does tech better than any cannabis business. I can't believe this is coming out of California.
You know, it's interesting how we have more and more people getting into or industries getting into the whole cryptocurrency world. What was it? A couple weeks ago, we had a story about how a bank actually started dispersing cryptocurrency.
There's been a few of them that have not only looked into it, but are developing ways to implement cryptocurrency for themselves and their customers. So it's not being ignored. It's just that folks are reluctant to roll it out because, well, it's still in its infancy. But it's those people, we call it the first mover's advantage, right? This happens in every new technology, right? The first movers, the early adopters, right? That's another tech term. Early adopters are the ones who see the most benefit of technology when the technology is new. And it sounds to me like the guy who owns this chain of, it's called People's Remedy in California, this chain of medical marijuana stores is an early adopter. He meets the definition for sure. He is going to see the benefits of this technology before others in his industry do.
Oh, yeah. We've even just seen Keene, like, you know, you think it might be, you know, a big business that would really see the benefits of it, but it's actually a lot of small businesses that are seeing the benefits of it. We had there's this place called Foking Great in Keene, and the owner was telling about how, you know, there's people coming in now all the time that are not, like part of our little crypto community trying to spend crypto and she's getting questions and it's like I because you have to have there's something called AnyPay and they use that to accept crypto and people are coming in with wallets that don't support it so
right.
There's like these questions that are going back and forth and just by random people in the community it's great, it's a really great thing.
So People's Remedy belief in cryptocurrencies doesn't end there. While they do use AnyPay, we've talked about them, they're a former sponsor here on Free Talk Live, a third-party payment processor to take care of cryptocurrency payments, the store plans to keep the payments received in cryptocurrencies as a vote of confidence in the longevity of these instruments. Williams stated, in this regard, they had absolute trust in this technology, vowing to hold as many of these coins as they can.
And that's very common. That's the most of the people in Keene and New Hampshire who take cryptocurrency are holding onto that cryptocurrency. They could cash out, but what we found was they're not, and they're holding it.
Derek Horton,
or spending it.
Derek Horton, AnyPay CEO, spoke to Bitcoin.com News and said this was one of the key motives that enticed them to work with People's Remedy. And we can talk more about this particular chain of marijuana stores in California accepting cryptocurrency payments here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More on the way.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number here in the studio, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to call, the phones are open. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
We've been talking about this article from Bitcoin.com where a chain of medical marijuana stores in California have begun to accept cryptocurrency payments. I mean, on one hand, I can't believe it's taken this long for this to occur, right? The technology to accept cryptocurrency payments legitimately, you know, in a POS system, all that kind of thing, even without one, has existed for years. And so for a chain of, well, any kind, really, to adopt something like AnyPay to accept cryptocurrencies as a form of payment is long overdue, in my opinion. Now,
well, AnyPay has made it real simple.
They have.
I think it's like the first in its
There are a couple of other companies that, but there's not very many. I think there's two top ones. There might be a couple other ones that are trying to compete with the two top ones.
You know, I can kind of understand these industries and the companies in these industries' positions. I mean, it's kind of like the banks. You know, they're highly regulated, you know, and they don't want to make themselves a target.
Well, I say this because the states that have legalized recreational and medical marijuana, or one or the other. Usually it starts with legalizing medical first, and then they move on to legalize recreational. It's the progression that we've seen in all of the states so far. But it's legal at the state level, but it's still illegal at the federal level.
Right, which is why they don't want to make themselves targets.
Well, but they have really not a lot of choice because banks won't touch them. Banks will not touch the cannabis industry in the same way that they would provide services for a restaurant or any other business. I don't care what your business is, right? Banks will go ahead, open you a business bank account, a merchant account. They'll provide you with, like, credit card services, all that kind of stuff. The marijuana industry has to have all sorts of workarounds, and they end up paying extraordinary fees for just doing something like taking a debit card. Right? And so it eats into their profits. In addition to that, the government, at every level, at least in the Washington state, where I lived for 22 years, would take about 20% at each level of the operation. So they had a license for growing, they had a license for distribution, and then a license for retail. And no company could have more than one license.
Yeah, you know,
and so for those three entities to interact with each other, I thought was a natural win for cryptocurrency. If the distributors, the growers, and the retailers, just whenever they needed to pay each other, would interact with cryptocurrency, I see that as a win for that particular operation. Now, maybe I'm a forward thinker, but I can't be the first one to have thought of that. But I think that it's a natural win for the cannabis industry to adopt cryptocurrency within the industry itself. They don't even, like, and this particular chain is offering it to retail customers. So they're accepting cryptocurrency from their regular customers. They're not just doing business within the industry itself. They're, you know, accepting it from their patients.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, they say we have capitalism, and yet when most of the money goes to the government, you have to wonder, do we really have capitalism?
Fascism. Yeah. The government can tell businesses what to do.
Right.
Correct. It's still a market. It's just not the free market.
It's, I mean, you think the idea would be to profit in capitalism, but if they're taking all your money, is it really?
Yeah, the idea of the business owners is to profit. The idea of the people taking money who've never contributed anything positive to any of these businesses, is their motive is also profit, but they want to take it before you're profitable.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, it's like even under communism, they had currency. It's not like, I don't know, just the whole thing is just so insane.
It's a setup. It totally is. So at any rate, Derek Horton, the CEO of AnyPay, said, I knew it was a match right away because they actually want to keep the coins. Too many people contact us and ask to convert to fiat. Boring. We only want to work with people who want to keep and use the coins for business. People's Remedy vision of the future includes paying its expenses, like that's what I was getting at, and employees' wages in Bitcoin Cash. So These can also use them to pay for their expenses, helping to create a circular economy where the cryptocurrency earned gets spent without turning into fiat currency, bringing adoption a step higher.
Yeah, you know, I have to say, I don't know anybody outside of New Hampshire that is actually being paid by an employer in cryptocurrency, but in New Hampshire, I know dozens and dozens of people.
Right. Outside of New Hampshire, I'm aware, I don't know if I know anybody specifically, but I'm aware of people who will have their direct deposit from their employer set up to go to something like Bitwage.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Bitwage?
Not quite the same thing.
Right, right. But they take this, you know, on themselves.
Right, right.
To split their paycheck, you know, a percentage of it.
Yep.
It gets immediately transferred into cryptocurrency via the company Bitwage, and then it goes in, and that's sort of their dollar cost averaging strategy
right.
to get that done.
It's really great to see this is expanding beyond New Hampshire, you know. For years and years and years, you know, New Hampshire and Keene and Portsmouth in particular have been like at the capital of, you know, the crypto world, but now it's kind of slowly starting, we're seeing this starting to spread outwardly, you know, around the world and other places where people are getting paid in crypto, people are spending crypto. I've seen, you know, just over the past, you know, couple of months, I've seen a dramatic rise in people and businesses in Keene and around here. I've just seen such a dramatic rise in the number of people using and spending crypto. It's an amazing thing.
Right, because you accept crypto at your business.
My company takes crypto.
What's your website?
It's thinkpenguin.com. We've seen an increase in people spending crypto through our website. I've heard of an increase from businesses who in Keene have taken crypto from their owners, telling me that they've seen an increase in just people spending it. And again, like people not in our community. So it's not people who are just ordinary, you know, just ordinary average people who are coming in and paying with or are trying to.
One thing I love about my job is we take crypto. So I can always point that out to people and explain to them like kind of what it is, and nobody other than people from our community have actually paid me in crypto. I'm like the cashier.
Really?
But nobody that I've never met before has ever paid me in crypto, but I'm always pointing it out to people and at least like planting the seeds. I'm evangelizing.
It's good. We like it. Keep doing that.
We have a little sticker that say, like, you can pay in Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash here in Dash.
Well, now you haven't been working for Money Moose Mart that long, though. So.
Yeah. I haven't worked there very long, so.
I think that it is beyond time for businesses to begin accepting cryptocurrency, if for no other reason than to stop the perpetuation of endless war.
Yeah, my job is kind of activism in that way.
It really is. It's seriously
100%.
Thanks.
603-283-6160 is the number. Do you have a business, and do you take cryptocurrency at your place of business? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are blocking the creation of a January 6 Capitol Attack Commission. The bill fell 6 votes short of the 60 needed to advance. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, noting the commission would have had input from both sides of the aisle.
It is a bipartisan commission. It is down a middle commission. There was significant Republican input by the Republican leader in the House and the ranking member of the relevant, the Republican ranking member of the relevant committee.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz calling the proposed commission politically motivated. 34 million drivers are expected to hit the road over this holiday weekend. They're going to be seeing some higher gas prices, with the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline over $3 a gallon. Although things have stabilized after a pipeline attack 3 weeks ago. USA Radio News. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway will only be at 40% capacity for this year's Indy 500, but it's still set to be the largest crowd for a single event of its kind during the pandemic. NBC's Mike Chirico says fans are thrilled to be back. He tells the story of one man in particular who's grown accustomed to attending every year, but had to get creative when COVID pumped the brakes on everything last year.
One guy didn't want his streak to end, so he went back and watched the prior year's race, thought he could see a tree that would look into the track, went to the folks who own the house, he climbed up in their tree, and he was able to watch the race from there, so he kept his streak alive, and he'll be here back in his seats this year.
Jed Kolko, the chief economist for the employment website Indeed, found that job search activity rose in states that decided to opt out of the federal government's expanded unemployment benefits. Nearly two dozen states have announced they're ending the expanded unemployment benefits early. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to call, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Chris.
And Bonnie.
We've been talking for a little while about a cannabis chain in California, of all places, taking cryptocurrency now as a payment method from their customers, their patients. And I've been saying it is beyond time for that to happen. I'm glad that it's happening. I'm beyond ecstatic that it's happening. I think it should be happening more. I think if you have a business, you should look at taking cryptocurrency, particularly if you are anti-war. If you don't like war, the only way to stop paying for war is to stop using the war dollars.
Also, if you're anti-inflation.
That too, because, I mean, as we're seeing, the prices of certain things are getting ridiculous.
And if you're worried about Bitcoin's recent dip it had, well, Bitcoin is going to be more valuable the more people they use it and integrate it into their business.
Yeah,
that's
true. This is actually, this is the time that you actually, if you were not into crypto already, this is the time that you want to get into it because
it's on sale.
It's on sale.
Yep.
Right? Like I wish I had more cash and I could buy more crypto.
Yeah, it's really weird how, like, when Bitcoin was at $52,000 that everybody was in a rush to go buy some, but now that it's at, $36,000.
Don't buy it at its height.
Yeah,
don't buy it when it's $60,000. Buy it when it's down.
I know. It's weird. it's so weird, but it just goes to show, and that's how like viral stuff works, right?
Yeah.
It's always, it gets really popular amongst the masses and it's hyped up, and then everybody goes out and tries to get it. Doesn't matter if the price is high or low, it's the hype that they buy.
And the crazy thing is, like, you know, it got up to like 20,000, and then at some point it was like as low as 6 again. But what happened after that, a couple years later, and it's at $60,000 now. It's not probably going back to 6, but it's not surprising that it's at 34, you know?
Yeah, and people think that it's a dramatic dip, and of course all the usual
naysayers.
The naysayers, yeah, like Bitcoin is dead. Bitcoin has been dead hundreds of times. There's entire websites dedicated to tracking
the
number of the number of times the mainstream media has declared Bitcoin dead, and it's not dead. It's not even like the biggest percentage dip in Bitcoin's history. It's not even close. But it's just because the dollar figure is so high now that it makes a more sensational headline. When you can talk about $30,000 to $50,000, that sounds way more sensational than the dip that happened between $3,000 and $5,000.
I know, like, such hard times. Bitcoin, one Bitcoin is only $38,000.
Yeah. You know what's funny is there was this little old lady at one point that was coming to crypto meetups, and, you know, she was...
Was she from Pasadena?
Let's not go there. But no, she wanted to get into crypto years and years ago, and it wasn't really that long ago. It was maybe 2 years ago. I'm thinking 2-3 years ago, 4 years ago at most. And but you know, she wanted to put her entire life savings into crypto, and the rest of us were thinking it's probably not a good idea because at that time I think it was like around $20,000.
Right.
Well, she did put her money, a little bit of money, into crypto, and the other week I found out that she's filthy rich now.
Nice.
It's now. Heck yeah. What she didn't do the stupid thing where she invested everything and mortgaged her property to do it.
Right.
She got in small and she waited and she was patient and she didn't, you know, throw it away and
put a little bit in on a regular basis.
Right. Now she can actually retire comfortably, as opposed to before she was really stretching it if she would even be able to retire, really.
Yeah. That's great. Do we have a segue? I'm calling for a segue.
It's so hard to segue into Scientology secrets, spill open.
Well,
sorry,
we've been giving away
case.
We've been giving away Bitcoin secrets on, like, you know, how people have invested and that kind of a thing. So perhaps now you can tell us about the secrets of Scientology.
Well, it's one church gossiping about another church on Free Talk Live. Scientology's secrets spill into open in Danny Masterton rape case.
Ooh.
This is the Los Angeles Times. The Church of Scientology works hard to keep its inner workings out of the public eye. It has hired private detectives to keep tabs on straying members, and experts say its lawyers vigorously defend against legal incursions, arguing to judges that Scientology's beliefs are not courtroom fodder. But at a hearing last week in the rape case against actor Danny Masterson, church officials were unable to stop their practices from being debated in open court.
Mm.
Three women took to the stand to recount sexual assaults allegedly committed by the celebrity Scientologist, and each told similar stories of how church officials tried to stop them from reporting Masterson to police. One woman testified that a church official instructed her to write a statement showing she would take responsibility, that's in quotes, for a 2001 assault in which she alleges Masterson raped her while she was unconscious.
Wow.
Another woman who was born into Scientology and planned to report Masterson to police in 2004, a year after she said he raped her at his Hollywood mansion, recounted how a Scientology attorney showed up at her family's home. The lawyer, according to the woman, warned that she would be expelled from the church if she went to authorities. Quote, "We're going to work out how you cannot lose your daughter," the attorney told the woman's father, according to testimony. Wow, that's sick.
What is it with religions and this type of behavior? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. I get that it's likely just people abusing their power privilege, right? But,
I mean, people who seek power seek, you know, they seek organizations, and so churches and, you know, religions, you know, they have structures, and so they, where do you go? That's where you go.
I think that taking the power out of institutions is a very important thing.
Absolutely.
The focus on Scientology during the preliminary hearing, which stretched over 4 days and included lengthy discussions of internal church text and doctrine, wasn't lost on Los Angeles County Superior Court Judge Charlene Olmedo. In ruling that there was sufficient evidence against Masterson to allow the case to proceed toward trial, Olmedo concluded that Scientology has an expressly written doctrine that not only discourages but prohibits its members from reporting one another to law enforcement. The policy explained why several of the women did not report Masterson's alleged crimes to the police for more than a decade, the judge found. Okay, now I'm a little thinking about this, and this could be an article written and this whole story could be fabricated to keep people who don't report to the police under suspicion. You know, if you don't report to the police, what are you hiding?
Right, yeah. Well, people don't report to the police because they're afraid. They're afraid of many things, but they're afraid of being aggressed upon by whomever violated them in the first place. And then, of course, they're afraid of not being believed, or they fear some sort of embarrassment. News is going to get a hold of it, or their family is going to find out, and they're embarrassed that they allowed such a situation to happen. In that kind of a thing, so
yeah,
that's just based on some counseling that I've done.
It was a type of public dissection that is unusual for the insular, enigmatic institution. The church, which counts a number of high-profile actors among its parishioners and operates a celebrity center in the heart of Hollywood, has long been accused of going to extraordinary lengths to keep criminal allegations and other claims of wrongdoing in-house, experts said. The activities of Scientology have been so much a part of the evidence that's being put forth as to why these women were not immediately going to law enforcement, that it sort of brought the dirty laundry out to public view, which is exactly what Scientology does not want to have happen, said Mike Rinder, the church's former top spokesman who left the faith in 2007.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way. What do you think about these types of occurrences within religions? Give us a call. More Free Talk Live is next.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite, and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Segment is underway of tonight's edition of Free Talk Live. If you've missed any of our programs tonight or any of our programs on any night, you can visit freetalklive.com and find all of our episodes. They've been being posted up there for over a decade, and you can go back almost as far as you want to and listen to all the back episodes. So if there's ever a segment that you missed an hour, some of the stations that broadcast this show don't broadcast the entire show, or they broadcast it when we're not actually live on the air. So please use freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight is myself, the captain.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
We've been talking about this case featured in the Los Angeles Times about, Bonnie, you, during the break, realized who the defendant is.
Oh, yeah, Danny Masterson is Hyde from That 70s Show.
Yeah, so if you guys have seen That 70s Show, this is the guy who has become a Scientologist and is being accused of some very bad things. And we'll talk more about that. But first, I need to say thank you to Venkman. That's V-E-N-K-M-A-N. Venkman is a platinum-level amplifier here at Free Talk Live. What does it mean to be an amplifier? Well, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And if you head over to amp.freetalklive.com, you can find out all about the amplifier program. Venkman gives, I believe it's, is it $25 for the platinum level?
Yes, sir.
And that's per month. And this money goes directly to help this radio program get on more radio stations. It doesn't go anywhere else. It doesn't go into my beer budget. It doesn't go to Chris's Think Penguin. It doesn't go into, you know, Bonnie's makeup fund. You know, it goes directly to help this station or this radio program get on more stations. So if you've enjoyed what you've heard on Free Talk Live, if you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, if you've learned something, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Venkman, for being a platinum-level amplifier. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
So there's a couple of different articles that the LA Times has published about this, and while during the break we were talking about this, this other article suggests that the Church of Scientology works very hard to keep its business out of the public eye, but church officials were unable to stop their practices from being debated in open court as the women took stand against Masterson. So I've known people in my life who have become Scientologists.
Wow, not me.
And it is an interesting change. People talk about similarities between religions and cults. And, I mean, I don't know if there's really any difference.
What's the difference?
Yeah, I don't really know that there's any difference. But I can tell you that the cult-like behaviors, at least in the people that I've known, were certainly evident. The one person I'm thinking of is particularly, started cutting off all their regular friends that they've had. They cut off some family, stopped talking to their parents. The church then, sort of became their community. And that in and of itself isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it's just the fact that everybody else got walled off out of their life.
Yeah, then they have no other support group to go to if the cult starts abusing them.
Right. And also to the lack of discussion of, because I'm an inquisitive dude, I like asking people questions about what are you doing, why are you doing that, how come, And so I would ask these people these types of questions, and instead of answering the questions, it would turn into a recruiting session. In other words, they'd be like, well, we can answer those questions if you come and, like, attend this thing. Come and, become part of this thing. And then I never would go because, that's not something I would have to participate in. But it would happen to other people, too, and other people would ask these people those same questions instead of answering the questions about the process, about what their religion does, what kinds of things they do, how they do them, what kind of rituals do you have, what is your congregation like, what does your church look like, all these kinds of questions. It would turn into a recruiting session for them to try and recruit you into their religion.
In Mormonism, it's called sugar before salt, because they want to tell you everything nice about the religion first and get you enticed and get you kind of in it before you learn the crazy things. It's true. They really call it that.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like that would be the case for any kind of any group or organization, though, to some degree.
Well, though the church, and this is, again, from the L.A. Times, and I think this is a follow-up to your article, Bonnie. It says, though the church is not accused of wrongdoing in the case, and it is not involved in the proceedings, and then in parentheses, Scientology representatives strongly deny that its policies discourage reporting crimes. And then it goes on to quote, it seems like Scientology is going to be central in this case. Because the women allege that church doctrine prevented them from reporting the assaults.
In the last article, before I stopped reading, I read through it a little bit more. It said that Scientologists call American law WOG law, W-O-G, and apparently WOG is like their term for like muggles, like in Harry Potter, like people who are not Scientologists apparently are WOGs, and so they refer to like the law everyone else has to follow as WOG law.
What's a WOG?
It just means a muggle, basically.
What's a muggle?
Oh, in Harry Potter, like, people who are not magical are muggles. So they're like an average, that's like a, that's a pearl to them.
Okay.
Scientologists call it, yeah.
I just wonder if WOG was like an acronym or something.
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't see the explanation of why they use that word. W-O-G.
That's pretty much all that this other article says about the church itself. But, I mean, I don't... Do other churches, procedures, the rules of their religion, do they prevent people from reporting aggression?
Well, I would say that in our church, there's no rules, and that's what I like about our church. Is not, it's religious, and I'm religious, but you don't have to believe the same things I believe to be part of the Shire Free Church.
Well, you do. I mean, there's like three core tenets.
Oh, there's tenets. You don't have to believe every religious thing I believe. Like, I believe everything's God.
What are the three core tenets?
Was peace, liberty, and...
Freedom?
Freedom. Mm-hmm.
Well, liberty and freedom are the same.
Yeah, it's peace, church. I mean, it's effectively peace.
I don't know if
peace, love, and liberty, right?
Core tenets.
Peace, love, liberty, perhaps?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are all good things, but I question any religious organization that would discourage people from, you know, standing up for themselves in any way, shape, or form, whether that's reporting, you know, aggression committed against them, particularly something, you know, as something like rape, sexual assault, that kind of a thing.
I don't necessarily know that I would say that it's, I think discouraging people from reporting non-violent offenses to police is, I wouldn't say it's a bad thing.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to, why I brought up the Shire Free Church.
I don't even know if, like, violent crime, like, ideally you wouldn't be reporting it to the police either, and you would be solving it through, I don't know, some other way, because the when you get the police involved, things usually get worse. Like, they don't get better. So it would be one thing if like, the police made things better by reporting your violent rape, but that's not what usually happens, right? You go to the police, you get, you know, berated by the police, maybe they will take a, you know, some
rape
sort
kit.
Of, you know, they'll give you some sort of rape kit or whatever, but maybe they won't. And even if they do take it, it's not like they follow up on it most of the time. So
yeah, the pile of rape kits waiting to be tested continues to grow by the day.
Right. So it's like one of these things where it's like, I don't necessarily know, like, is that really ever the answer?
And that's the issue with the monopoly on force that the police have. There should be an easy route for women to take, maybe not an organized route, but there should be another option other than you have to go to the police, and if you take matters into your own hand, jail. You know?
Right, yeah, there should be something, you know, sort of in between that somehow.
I mean, but not talking about rape, while I was gone, my car got egged, and I didn't report it to the police, even though my roommate reported his to the police, because right. I didn't see how getting the police involved in, you know, tracking down these teenagers was going to make my life any better.
No, it's just going to make somebody's life worse, and it's like, for something so mild in the scheme of things, why would you, I mean, I understand that they did a little bit of damage to your vehicle, and that's not good, but going after it using violence is just gonna it's like so over proportionate,
right?
Or disproportionate,
especially using the enormous force of the state.
Asking the people that kidnapped my boyfriend for help also wasn't
right.
On my
like seriously.
Yeah. We are out of time. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thanks to my co-hosts here. This has been Free Talk Live. Thanks. Peace.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.